Deglaze.
I took midgets in the backseat, rap. Here go,
you fucked it all.
Now pass the joint because you're fucking it up. You're fucking up the joint too.
Yeah.
I heard that big ass truck.
It sounds like Lock the Hatchie out there.
I know who's coming.
There's a Budweiser.
I speak for myself.
There's a Budweiser and a Bud Light in the fridge if you want one of them.
No,
you don't drink.
Oh, wow.
You just smokes weed.
Good, because I didn't want to walk back to the store.
This is why.
Bong, that's what I want.
Bong. Bong. I'm on the tail end of my marijuana smoking career. So, no more marijuana.
Today's discussion's all about the weed.
The weed.
The weed.
We're calling it drugs at my house.
Drugs.
You can't really call it drugs.
The rehab center?
Weed's not drugs. You ever suck a dick for weed?
No.
That one time, but no.
Yeah.
I'm
but
sorry.
No.
But, you know, I'm quitting at that point.
A half ounce of weed is a half ounce of weed, you know? So
$20 is $20.
Yeah.
That's right. Exactly.
A
right.
Gram bag's a gram bag.
I'm pretty sure somewhere out there somebody has sucked dick for weed.
You ever sucked dick for weed?
Guilty.
Well, you know, I mean,
somebody's done it.
There's a female.
You can trade up.
There's a couple of them I know of.
There's a girl probably out there that does it.
Sure.
The one that shows up to the group, my buddy gave me some free weed.
And there's a crackhead out there that's learned that a fucking ounce of weed could trade for a fucking few hits of crack, you know? So you didn't think about that, did you? That's our 2 degrees of separation away from some crack, dude. I think you're always 2 degrees of separation away from crack.
So you just chop all it?
Welcome to meth.
Meth. No. 420 podcast.
420.
This is it.
Woo.
This is fucking it.
Quattro Twomp.
Oh, by the way, we are having a 420 party too.
Yeah.
On Friday.
There's a party at Andy's this weekend too. It's Saturday.
Celebration.
No.
Yeah, but we're going to start on Friday.
Ours is Friday.
You can come Saturday to ours.
Fuck yeah. We'll cumin our way over there.
Fucking, it's usually an all-nighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been out there.
I've been to one of those.
Yeah. Pretty much how it is.
You start mudding and you start doing all that.
Yeah. I love this.
Shit happens.
I'm in. Yeah. I'm down.
Next thing you know, you're bringing bobcats and excavators out to remove people and pick stuff up. Yes. Oh, it's bad.
I've been there. I had to ride bitch that one time when I went with Jay.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch. And I didn't know that when you ride bitch, you had to get out and fucking
pull the strap.
Yeah. You have duties.
You have duties.
I didn't know I had duties.
Yes.
Oh yeah. If you're in bitch,
the buggy
you're getting
situation
hazed.
Is worse. Well, not worse. You got beer because you're like you got a beer bitch. There's multiple people in the buggy usually. So you got a beer bitch. You got a strap bitch. You got, you know, the driver usually never moves.
Is there a tier system?
Unless he's yelling at.
Yes.
There is.
You want to ride? You want to ride the buggy and have bitches hanging out?
What tier they are? It's weird. Especially when you're out in the woods and you're nobody's, it's all man. That's it. Everybody for themselves.
Dude,
you got it.
I remember the first time
I
took my buddy Sloth Dog wheeling up on the, like, I think we were on the Rubicon or this trail called Fordyce Creek, but it was rock crawling, you know?
Yeah.
And this guy's like, love him to death. He's one of my good friends, but he didn't really, wheeling in him didn't work because he didn't really like to have to hold his straight, like his head straight so much. So we'd start like wheeling over something and his head would bounce off the glass or on the window or whatever. He'd get so fucking pissed off, dude.
And
it was just one of my favorite things. But I remember one time just like, dude, you got to get your fucking ass out of the car and throw a fucking rock right there, dude. We got to get up this fucking rock wall right here. Oh, fuck, man. Fuck, shit. You know?
You want to talk about hitting head and stuff like, Jason had this one chick, not like 3 events ago, in the passenger seat, and they were riding through the mud hole, and they went cross rut. So he hit a cross rut, and what cross ruts are is ruts that go one direction, and you're driving, you know, across them. So he cross rutted, and this chick in the passenger seat didn't hang on whatsoever. Straight ate the ceiling with her head, and ate the dash with her head.
Oh,
and then he's got a metal dash.
Did she lose teeth?
No.
Oh.
But everyone's like, Jason's like, you okay? It's on the YouTube video. Some guys randomly watching are recording him, and you could see her in the back window hit the roof. Like, oh, smash it quite quick.
Cover her in mud and bang her head off the ceiling of a car. Is she hot?
No.
No.
Not to me.
Fair enough. Fair. You've been doing those mudding things though for a while, right?
Oh, a long time. I'm pretty popular out
there. Yeah. Well, I mean, no, you've just been doing it. That's the way it works.
Yeah, when
you
go to out there for so long.
You go to Jeepers. Like, I used to go to Jeepers events and all sorts of shit, dude. And fucking, the more you go, the more people you know. And it's fun as fuck, dude, you know?
So Scott, can I get a lighter?
Yeah. Me and my brother grew up out there since we were probably 10 years old, maybe a little younger.
I've been wanting to go out to one since I've been here, bro. Like, I fucking, we keep like, every time we think about it late.
There's so many events. There's
just, you got to let us know a little bit earlier so we remember.
I've tried multiple times. I've tried a couple months ahead. I've also tried a week before. What do you want? 2 weeks before?
No, I want a month, 1 month out.
You can drive a car to most of these events.
No, I'll meet you fucking out there, dude. Like, whatever. Yeah. Like, I just never think about it. And before, I used to work weekends. Like, I'm ready to go, dude.
I've been out there on 420 events out at Mudfest, too. Right. And they're definitely a durability event. Like, I was out there mudding one time, and this shit was so funny. Some random kid in the middle of the mud hole. You got to remember, the mud hole, I'm probably 50 feet from hard ground in all directions.
What were you in?
The Rand Charger.
Okay.
Was in that, and it had boggers at the time. I was pretty much just sitting and hanging out. And some kid is like, "Cook, what you want to take a dab?" As he was walking by. And I'm like, "Yeah."
Fuck yeah.
He's like, "I'm on my way out." He started working his way out to me. Jumps in the truck, pulls out a whole rig, torch, and dabs. And starts torching it up. And I'm like, "Mine's at camp. You know, you want to chill?" And he's like, "No, you just want a dab. I was swing by and give you a dab." Gave me a dab, jumped out the truck, and crossed the mud hole again, and they walked off.
Walked himself out of there?
Yeah.
All this talking and no introductions.
Did we do it? We did introductions.
No, we didn't.
We did porno music.
We did not. Oh. That's all we did was porno music.
So. Sorry, I just feel I feel complete when I hear porno music.
So Casey is our guest today. 420 episode.
Yeah, woo!
Long time friend, knows everybody that I know.
Yeah.
Somehow, I know every fucking buddy. I know more than I should know.
But we were roommates for a spell for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Fucking awesome. Great.
Was it looked 2 years? Out for me. Well,
up until this place, the entire time I've known Lo, you guys were roommates.
I like this place too. I'm pretty happy with it. Yeah, the way I like everything it. Worked out.
Right on the corner.
I really was weary about, you know, splitting up. And I'm kind of happy that it worked out.
It was a harsh breakup, Scott. It was a harsh breakup.
Was it?
Yeah, it still is.
Tears came.
Did you guys...
But it was time. It was time.
Did you have a last spoon goodbye?
No. We had a last bowl goodbye.
Yeah. It's cool. It's cool. Last circle jerk goodbye?
Yeah. We'll have a few of those before. So
are you happy where you moved to?
I didn't move yet.
Yeah, where do you drive to work every day?
I drive from Loxahatchee to Lake Worth.
To right up the street over here.
Right here to 10th Avenue and 95.
Oh, no shit. You seen all the houses for rent right up and down the street here?
Yeah.
Like 9 of them.
So that's another thing. The housing here is just extremely outrageous.
What, rent?
Yeah. Well, not just rent. Selling the house sales.
Oh.
I'm waiting on the market to fall out. I know it will soon.
Yeah, but I mean, if you think about what you're paying for rent versus paying for mortgage, even if you have a high fucking interest rate or whatever right now, still not throwing that fucking mortgage away.
So
you, with rent, you're throwing it away. And look, I was a professional renter from your age to my age.
That's also why, though, people are renting for extremely high is because they bought that home for extremely high interest rate. So they have no choice to rent it out for extremely high rent too much.
I got a buddy that's got a warehouse in California, and he was out in Texas doing something. And so he went in to test the waters because he wants to move his like corporation. And he goes, he was like 2 years in and like $80,000 deep on like something for his warehouse to like change shit. And he hadn't even started any fucking construction or anything like that.
Sorry, this is what the 420 podcast
in Texas
too.
In Texas.
Stone moments.
He went
stoner moments.
In Texas, he went into like the county place to do the exact same thing just as a question. He said, "All right, I need to do this. What do I have to do?" She goes, "Give me $80." God. That was it. That's a good bomb.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Fucking Sam got me that.
Yeah, he did. Looks like Bane.
And then Sean broke it.
Yeah, he did.
Miss him, by the way.
Yeah, we did.
And then Casey fixed it.
Yeah, he did.
He's like, I got glue. And I was like, what? Glue?
A hot glue. Side
hot glued the whole fucking thing. And I was like, as long as it works. And we did. We tested that motherfucker. It worked.
It obviously worked. Yeah.
So a couple quick questions. First time you smoked.
Shit. I was probably 5 years old. And my uncle gave me the joint. Right in front of my mom.
Oh, shit.
And it started a massive fight in my household.
Five? That's pretty good, dude. I think you got me beat. I was like six. I was first grade.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm with you. It's a good one. It's a good one. Fucking kindred spirits, brother. I love that shit. Yeah, it was first grade, second grade, second grade. Second grade.
And I was drinking as a newborn. My grandpa always gave me bottles with beer in them and shit.
Nice. Nice. I love that shit. My buddy Lauren's dad used to tell us about when Lauren was teething and he was just being a shitty little baby, that his dad would go over and just put like a little whiskey on his gums.
Yeah, he used to do that to me.
That was it. Good night, kid.
Yeah.
My dad used to let me have mimosas on New Year's. That gotta be some white people shit.
Mimosas?
Yeah.
The whiskey and the fucking
on gums, yeah.
Yeah. Some old timer stuff.
I can guess what y'all expect from me. Record set, start some shit with punches coming like Chung Lee. Pretty boy, cause I dress nice, but boy, it's about to get ugly. Cause women out here dress real nice, but damn, the thing gon' love me.